Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To StravaCraftCoffee.com, you can get 20% off Strava Craft Coffee. This is an exclusive offer only for DNVR podcast listeners. You can get Strava Craft Coffee, which is packed with CBD, which has been known to help cure tons of stuff. Long-term migraines, back pain, arthritis, IBS, aches and pains that you might have. You can get it for 20% off when you use the code DNVR20. That's the code DNVR20. You can also get a Strava Craft Coffee subscription. Get your coffee every 2, 3, 4, 6, or 8 weeks, and 20% off when you get it delivered. Head to StravaCraftCoffee.com. Use the code DNVR20 for 20% off your order.
Now we have armor on us while we're doing
this fucking segment. Kale, turn Adam's mic down like a lot.
A lot? Is it too loud?
No. I'm just getting Adam.
What is up, everybody? A mini horse. What's up, everybody, and welcome into the Friday Night Winners Lounge. Is it air horn worthy tonight?
No. Well, it might have been better if they lost. So there's that.
What a weird mix of emotions we're all feeling.
We knew this would be a weird night. It was a very weird night.
We're going to lean into the weirdness. I'll tell you that right now. We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you took my lock of the night, actually it was RK's lock that I co-opted with him. Nuggets winning the first quarter by 2 points or more.
And if you took me and Harrison's lock of the night, then you felt sincere pain at the end of the first quarter when Monte Morris.
I gotta say, I still feel like that was a good bet.
Yeah,
it should have hit
at the end of the corner.
He's going full Paul George on it. I don't care what
that was
says.
A bad shot.
I mean, player of the game, Servetus, just like, what the hell? If it wasn't for him, like that bet would have hit.
This was a weird one, but I'll tell you what, the real ones are with us right now in the winner's lounge, and I'm telling you, we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. We're gonna get a little bit weird ourselves. I got my full squad here tonight. I got the man with the... Well, I don't have Dev.
Ouch. Shots fired at Dev, dude.
Well, look, Dev
catching strays.
Dev just actually left the bar.
So, true story. Tonight, somebody came. Shouts to Dallas. Came to the bar and was shocked that Brendan Vogt was not 6'4".
Literally that. Like, that I was less than 6'2".
I think that's a compliment.
I don't... What could possibly give anyone that impression? First of all, I sit next to Adam on this stupid show.
It's the way the lens captures.
Yeah, that chair.
You're forward facing.
Do you guys see that picture of
Joe Biden?
Biden?
Yes, exactly.
He looks like he's like...
Well, listen, I look forward to meeting all of you here at the DNVR bar, but let's just get ahead of it. I'm 5'6". That's what it's going to be like when you meet me.
You know what, though? Tiny King.
Thanks, bro.
Over here, is that an insult? That's a compliment, right?
Well, the way you said it.
I meant it as a compliment. It didn't feel good.
I felt a mixture of patronizing and just sort of like pity.
Pity.
I want you to know I felt none of those things. Over here, I got the handsome one, Harrison Wind.
I met two guys at the DNVR bar tonight who went to my middle school, high school, and college.
All right, over here we got D-Line Co.
Shout out Summit Middle School, Fairview, and of course, the best university in the land, University of Colorado.
Okay.
Statistically inaccurate, but all right.
Keep it moving. Sort of subjective.
Kind of a touchy
over here, the man who just woke up from a nap, true story, it's D-Line Go.
That's where you're wrong. I am still very much asleep.
I mean, honestly, this was a night befitting a nap. The Nuggets did beat the Pistons. The only question tonight was, could the Nuggets tank hard enough to
lose?
No,
they could not.
And no, they could not.
Well, so here's my question, D-Line. Well, I guess I should start with vote. You can just kind of feel the room out here. But how did you feel the Nuggets did tank? Do you feel like, what scale of 1 to 10? 10 all-out tanking, 1 weren't tanking at all. What did they give tonight?
Okay, starting Marcus Howard?
Yeah.
That's like an 8.
Yeah.
Except Marcus Howard balled out.
Man, can we add Marcus Howard to the list of guys that look like all-stars when they play with Jokic? And shouts, I'm not trying to take anything away from Marcus Howard. All year he has struggled with his shot.
Yeah.
Last couple games it started to come to him. Like, I'm happy for him. This is actually a great, great story, Marcus Howard, you know, going off. It just so happens that it sucks.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcus.
Yeah.
But good for you. That actually is awesome.
Yeah, I hope that you're personal accomplishments feel good when you're taking the team down.
But let's set the stage for folks at home. I think at this point,
we're joking, of course, guys. We're joking.
Sure, but you could argue like the Nuggets may be better off avoiding the 3 seed, at which point they would maybe see the Lakers in the second round, where there's another path where they don't have to. But look, I was going to say starting Marcus Howard at 8. Starting Jokic and Porter, though, that's like a 3, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to beat this team if you play those guys, so Detroit just tanked harder. That's really the
Detroit tanked harder.
I mean, I just got to start off by giving a shout out to Nikola Jokic.
We never do that either.
We never do.
We never talk
we
about
never
him,
give
on, this
him
show.
His due on the show.
But
oh yeah, you probably make a King of the Game graphic. Okay, we haven't talked about it, but I'll let you guess who it was.
It?
Actually,
hey man, I don't know. It might have been Marcus Howard.
We
expect a triple double by halftime with Marcus Howard.
Park the award over at Marcus.
If I would have told you coming into this game, Marcus Howard goes 9 of 14 from the field, or Jokic gets a triple double. One of those two is true. Which one would you have picked?
I would have picked Marcus Howard. I mean, obviously,
really?
Who wouldn't? Who among us would have picked that?
Here's one thing about Marcus Howard: he knows exactly why he's there, and he knows exactly what his job is on the court.
Yeah. You wanted to give some props to Yoke, though. Let's give him.
Well, this is like when you're running out of PTO days at a job and you just got like one left before the end of the year. And you're like, oh, I just got to take it. Like, it's a PTO day.
Is that where you were last week? Is that why you took
one? I was going to say, we never got an official reason.
Yeah, it was really weird out of the blue. He's like, I need it off.
But Nikola Jokic doesn't take PTO.
That's right.
He does not take PTO. He could have taken it tonight.
Such a great employee.
He's never OOO.
Right.
Out of office.
Dude, the guy could have sat out tonight. I'm sure the Nuggets would have been fine with it. But he doesn't take games off. He doesn't take any time off, and he rolls out of bed and goes 7 of 11 from the field, 20 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists in 26 minutes. Just a nice little triple-double. I just respect it, man.
Yeah.
I just absolutely respect it.
I do too, man. Like, it's kind of funny. Look, they won the game. It's probably going to happen. The perfect lineup is probably not going to happen for the Nuggets this year. But you know what? Let's lean into it. We don't rest.
Hell no.
We're not run away like the Clippers tonight.
Hell no.
Dodging the Lakers. So scared of the Lakers that they would hold everyone out and purposely lose. That's
we,
not
we
us.
We may have tried to, but we're not very good at it.
We've literally done that the last 2 years. We just
You're talking about the old Nuggets, D-Line. You're talking about the old Nuggets. You're not talking about this year's Nuggets. We're not afraid of anybody. No, but honestly, 20 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists in 26 minutes.
I just respect it, man. Like, a lot of guys would have taken tonight off. A lot of guys would have just gone through the motions. And look, I don't think Nikola Jokic went 100% tonight. He was far from it.
All right.
But he still produced. He still had a great game.
All right. Harrison Wynn suits up.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Against a 7th grade basketball team.
This is, you're going back to my prime right
now. No, current Harrison Wynn against a current 7th grade
arguably
middle school
prime.
Or whatever it was you went to. So that, what did we just shout out? What did we shout out?
Summit Charter School in Boulder, Colorado.
All right, Summit Charter School, 7th grade basketball team. Harrison Wynn suits up. You get 26 minutes to drop 20, 15, and 11. Can you do it?
Yes.
8th grade?
Yes.
9th grade?
No.
All right, so you could do against an 8th grade team, in your opinion, we're not even sure, what Jokic just did to an actual NBA team. Pretty much.
Without even trying, probably.
Actively trying not to. Yeah. D-Line, I know that there were moments of this game you didn't catch, but in the parts you did, what were your takeaways?
This game was terrible. I enjoyed none of it. There was, let's see, JaVale McGee was a
way
little
to sell it,
there.
Bro. Way to sell it.
Well, I don't have to sell. We all watched it. like, selling it is for something that's coming up in the future. I did enjoy Jokic being Jokic. Marcus Howard is Marcus. He's a little spark plug. Like, we all thought he had it in him. Like, his shooting stroke, the way his, like, wrist that's hinges. Right. It's very smooth, mechanical. Yeah. He does it every time. And it was always so confusing, right? He couldn't make any goddamn baskets. And, like, it's just confidence, right? Like, at a certain point, comes in, last game, hits a few, and then he just comes out, bang, Marcus time.
Marcus time. Hey, what time is it? Marcus time.
King of the Game's ready, though.
King of the Game was...
Marcus!
Our tiny king. Yes. Look at that. Look at that name up top.
Yeah, Marcus. What's up.
20 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds.
He's probably technically a tiny king of the game, right?
He was a tiny king of the game. Look at that. Look how big that crown is. It's actually a tiny crown, but it's enormous on him. The other takeaway I had, guys, this is the only other takeaway, by the way, that I had, was that Monte Morris, you know, he gets 18 minutes tonight, and he looked pretty good. 15 points. He goes 6 of 10 from the field. He gets 3 assists. He did miss a... end of first, you know, he's the king. End of first, end of third, he's the king of those, and he had
that
a perfect.
Would have made a lot of money.
He
on
had
that
a classic
shot.
Monte that would have won money for these two, and it rimmed out. But other than that, you two, you also would have made some money on that.
That's
one.
That's our bad, bro.
But
he watched the pregame show. Yeah.
But
unfortunately,
still, I
for a variety of reasons.
If there was one like tangible positive that came out of this game,
sure.
It was Monte Morris got more reps and looked good.
That's the biggest thing of just that. That's the biggest tangible thing to come out of this game because. The Nuggets are going to need Monte Morris in the playoffs. They're going to need him to play big minutes. 18 minutes a night, so a decent jump up from the 10. But look, they're going to need him to play 25-plus minutes, I think, in the playoffs if they want their bench to survive. Yeah. So the fact that he goes out there, 15 points, 6-10 from the field, looked confident, looked comfortable, didn't seem like he was holding anything back. I thought that was a big development, very notable from him.
Can I follow up on that? It sounds like then is Faku starting in the playoffs in your eyes?
Probably. I think maybe if Monte was up to speed by now, that could be a conversation. But I don't know if he's ready to step in for, you know, 30 plus minutes with the starting unit.
And,
yeah.
And Capazzo's playing well.
I think it's probably Faku. He's playing well. He's got nice chemistry with the starters. They've won a lot of games with him starting. I think it's got to be Faku. Yeah.
I see that the Oso Blanco has already bought us a shot. So he said he's more interested in our Rakia face than he is our analysis of this game. Which
Yo,
I
me
think
too.
Is,
and I don't want a Rakia face at all.
Yeah,
that says
neither,
a lot about my interest in this game.
I will say. Oh, we do?
Yeah.
This is mine?
That's mine, actually.
That's right.
These are actually not ramekins of barbecue sauce like you might think.
Yeah. All right. Contrary to popular belief.
We're in a bar but can't find chocolate.
These are a little toast. A little toast.
These are for dipping your fries
in
rakia.
We stand
rakia.
A true...
there's Wittingsburg.
We stand a true Serbian king who... maybe we would like to stack the deck and be losers every now and then, but we stand a man who says no.
We
only my greatest every single night, even if it's only 26 minutes.
Yep.
I only need 2.6 minutes and I could put this game away. To Jokic, Jivoli.
Everyone's a whole bar, huh? Pat Taus up here tonight.
I love that we're playing a little slow Pink Floyd right
God,
now.
God, I fucking hate Rakia.
It's better than Who Let the Dogs Out after a loss to the Kings.
Oh, that was rough, man.
My body temperature rose like 20 degrees after taking that.
Yo. Was that our bad Rakia?
It tastes great now.
Okay. That's the aged Rakia, actually.
So as we look at the scoreboard, the scoreboard right now, Houston is now up 17 points on the Clippers.
Good
I think,
Lord, bro.
You know, I'm going to go full CNN. I'm calling it. I'm calling the game for the Houston Rockets. Stop the count. The Nuggets will move into the 3 seed.
I actually like that. I don't care. Like, I just like that they're in the 3 seed.
You kind of like that they beat the Clippers.
I just like that they're in the 3 seed. I don't know. It just feels good.
I'll tell you what. Denver without Jamal Murray running from the Lakers, whatever, who cares? The Clippers at full health, at full strength, running from the Lakers. I'm sorry.
Cowards,
I'm being serious about
this. Are we
really
doing this? Our tank is more virtuous than your tank? Is that what we're doing?
Well, yes, because the Nuggets, like, look, if the Nuggets had Jamal Murray, it'd be like, are we really afraid?
Okay,
are we above this now doing this?
Right.
But we're talking about a fully healthy Clippers team that was assembled to beat the Lakers, and they're like, somebody else do it.
The Clippers team that was the favorite last season, that probably got better this season as well with the additions they made. Cowards, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cowards.
I'm telling you, they're like at the fight. They're talking all the trash across the bar, and they're like, the fight's about to happen, and they step right behind the first guy, like, hey, you do the first punch, and then
well,
I'll come in.
Well, that's what happened. Like, the which Morris brother was it? I always forget.
With on the Clippers?
Marcus Morris. No, he doesn't get that. Yeah, he gets into Paul's face and he goes, are you about it? And like metaphorically speaking, Paul just hits him right in the face, metaphorically. Yeah.
There are not two faker tough guys in the league than the Morris brothers.
Wow. That's
there are not two faker tough guys.
Spicy win tonight, huh?
We do have spicy win tonight.
Dude.
So anyway,
I didn't think that was that spicy of a take.
You think I'm being unfair here? Because I'm not. Look, you're absolutely right. We were totally about it, avoiding the Lakers. Because us that's as fans are like say. We're afraid, but I'm serious. Like the Clippers were designed with Lakers and like, hey, we're gonna go at them. We're gonna do this. And the tank against the Rockets, it's like.
All and right. To your point, Denver at full strength, we're looking at virtually every matchup, maybe Lakers included, thinking, let's go.
Yeah, let's
start it tomorrow.
I love this. No, I love this. We did this exact thing with no difference the last few years, but now we're like, what are these teams doing? Yeah. Have they no decency? Don't they care about the integrity of this game?
The other takeaway I have from this game, guys, is a downer one. Bol Bol, four minutes.
We'll talk about
what
it.
What the hell?
I'm kind of stunned, to be honest. Zeke Nagy played 21 minutes in this game. I like Zeke Nagy. Great kid. Great player. Very high on him. But there's no way that Bol should only play 4 minutes to Zeke Nagy's 21. There's just no way.
It tells you. I think it tells you everything you need
sure.
to know.
It
right?
kind of does.
We've talked about his future in Denver. And look, every guy that's come in here and embraced what they're doing and embraced the culture, they're playing big minutes right now. And Bol isn't. And so I'll probably just leave it there and infer from that what you want. But I think it's a fair inference.
It's a bummer. Do you guys know Smilagic from the he's Serbian, actually, I think. I could be wrong about that. But you guys remember the article that came out about him being the Warriors' secret weapon? And our friend of the show, Sam Esfandiari, always like really digs into this. But Bol Bol's almost like our version of that. Like, why didn't they play him tonight? Keeping him
fresh.
We're not ready to show the league what we have in Bol Bol just yet.
Not the emergency. Not going to break the glass.
I mean, are we just going to replay today's pregame show on Sunday?
Yeah, we should.
Like, how many minutes is Bol Bol going to get?
Why not?
How many threes is
Bol
Bol?
Can we touch it?
That was four minutes.
So we set the over-under at 5?
Yeah.
That was a Jack nice Kings, over under.
Guys in the group chat tonight, why don't we take a break? Send us questions if you have. Super chat them. Super producer Kale, as always, is keeping an eye on all of that. He marks them in a little folder so you know they won't go unnoticed. But let's take our first break. On the other side, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's Friday. We're going to get loose. We're going to have a little bit of fun.
Why would you lie about such a thing?
I wouldn't lie. I would not lie
He's
to them.
He's actually telling the truth.
I am telling
but
the
why?
Truth.
Why even preface it that way?
Well, some people would lie, and I wouldn't. I'm going to tell
like
you guys right now.
You're a liar.
We are having some real debates at the DNVR Lounge prior to the show
about how
tough the four of us actually are.
Oh, man. I've told you many times that I'm especially not a pussy.
You have told me that many times.
I have.
One time Eric goes, I asked Eric a question. He goes, the answer to that is that I am a bitch.
Oh. I live on both sides of the line.
Wow. Yeah, guys, we got breaking news into the podcast right now. Breaking news.
Whoa.
The Lawnmower 4.0
from
Manscaped is here. It's available. Get it now. Get it while it's hot. The Lawnmower 4.0.
Maybe let it cool down.
Yeah, well, use
hot
on your
means it was not just too hot. Yeah, not too hot.
Don't borrow mine.
Yeah, not too hot. That's one great thing about working at DNVR. We all got hooked up with Lawnmower 4.0s. They're amazing. They work great.
And can I just say, like,
please, have the floor.
I probably, without this influence, these reeds, the gift, I probably would not have gone out and bought myself a Manscaped trimmer. Having had one now,
You can't live without it.
Right. And if we lost the sponsorship, I would just go buy myself one.
Exactly.
Because you need it.
You can't live without it. You've got to have it. Check out the Lawnmower 4.0 from Manscaped.com. Use code DNVR to get 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. Again, use the code DNVR for 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped.com. Also, make sure to check out Green Mountain Dental Group for all your dental work. We get cavities filled there. We get our wisdom teeth pulled. A lot of us here at DNVR go to Green Mountain Dental Group. They're great people. They care about you as a customer.
Sports
They're not
fans.
Just shuffling you in and out. Yeah, they like Denver sports just like us. So if you're in need of some dental work, need to get a cavity filled, maybe you just move to Denver, check out Green Mountain Dental Group. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning x-ray and exam.
Come for the natural beauty, stay for the dental care.
Yes. Wow. And you also get a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. Check out Green Mountain Dental.
He's a brand man.
You are a brand man.
I am a brand man. And not a pussy, but a bitch.
But a bitch. I'll concede the
second
part.
We're going to cancel everybody tonight. Are we done?
We're all good.
Eric, before this very show, we all had to draw cards because betting on the game with money, not worth it.
Not advisable.
Not advisable. Tonight was dumb. But we did bet on humiliation.
Yep. That's the only way to bet when four men are together in a lounge.
Can you go ahead and grab the hat of,
The hat of penalty.
A hat of penalty. And how many did you? So, for who are your players? It was if they get 10 points tonight, you had to pull from the hat.
Well, let me find out. I started here in my side pocket.
Have you not checked?
Whoa.
Until?
Whoa! Practical side pockets.
I thought it was just decorative.
And here they are.
Get out of here!
I just thought it was
my players tonight chosen. Number one, Austin Rivers.
He had 8 points. You're safe.
See you in hell, Austin Rivers. Number two, Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson had 11 points.
God damn it, Josh.
No way.
All right, who else you get?
Somehow he went 0-7 from three.
And my third, Marcus.
Marcus. You have to pull twice.
That's two for all right, Marcus.
Pull two cards for the first card from the
first card.
Hat of
this is the Josh Jackson.
All right, what is it?
Wow, shot.
Who can see that?
Big surprise.
Shot. All right, pull your other one here.
You love those too.
Get him a shot of Rakia there, super producer Kale. Make it a stiffy.
Admit your least favorite cast member. Wow.
Oh, admit your least favorite cast member.
What's the point?
That is so easy.
Dev's not on the show.
That is so easy. It is me.
I can't wait. hey, I think it counts.
I'm my least favorite person.
All right. Harrison, tonight, who did you have?
So I had Bobo.
Well, turns out the safest bet of
like
everyone.
I was really excited
anyway.
To draw that card before the game, but
that's too bad.
I also had Killian Hayes, who went a whopping 1 of 8 for 2 points.
Wow, so far your two players combined for 2 points.
I also had Jamichael Green.
No way.
3 of 8 7 points.
You didn't. Wow. None of your players combined for 10 points.
I know.
Dude, the Jamichael Green stuff's getting
Don't
bleak.
Take me to Vegas right now.
It's getting All
right,
bleak.
I'll go next. I had Monte Morris, who had 15 points.
Yeah.
Big game, right?
Big game, Tay.
Did it
for wins. I had JaVale Green.
JaVale Green.
That's not
JaVale McGee.
Close.
6 points. And I had Tyler Cook, former Nugget.
And
he had 17
points. Tyler Cook scored 17 points.
Who else was going to score for him? I have two.
Two. JaVale McGee.
One, what's your least favorite thing about Jokic?
You don't have one.
That he's not immortal. I wish he could be with us forever. Actually, no.
Answer.
All right, my real answer. That he is, for some reason, inexplicably above tanking. That's my least favorite thing about him.
He's too noble to tank.
He's too noble.
Yeah, he's too good of a guy to tank.
You honestly, know, my least favorite thing
about him. Yeah, that he's basically just not one of us. He's better than the rest of us.
This is the worst. This is the worst penalty anybody could have got. Compliment someone on set.
Oh, let's all look.
This is harder for Adam than the first one.
Let's all look at Adam.
Adam doesn't get these out lightly.
Look at Adam expectingly.
Maybe the first compliment he's ever given.
Uh-huh. We're waiting.
Harrison, you're very reliable.
Wow. That is so boring.
It's a really low
so
compliment. It's the lowest compliment I could come up with.
I'll take what I can get.
Unreal.
What do you got?
All right, I have Michael Porter Jr. What's the total on that?
He did have a terrible night, actually.
He did have a terrible
9 points.
Yeah, 9 points.
What?
How did you get
Michael?
You got the number one guy most likely to score more than 10 points,
Mike.
And you somehow escaped.
Vlatko Chanchar.
Chanchar went for 11.
Hey,
bet you didn't see that coming.
Friend of the show, Zeke Nagy.
Zeke Nagy went for 8. So you only have one.
My guys, looking out.
All right, let's see what you got to pull here. What's your penalty? I got to lie, we're less drinking than I anticipated.
It's just me.
This.
Got a shot with you, bro.
Oh, let's go.
Get another shot.
Let's freaking go. Do we have to take the same shot at the same time? Like out of one glass?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Just two straws?
We'll
I drink
street.
Your milkshake.
What are you...
We'll take a shot.
Oh, shit.
Take a
shot actually
with
deliberately
us,
was like, as long as I could take one with you, then
yeah,
we'd take it without her.
And we'd laugh.
All
of
right.
course you can.
We suck.
That means so I need to pour four more shots?
Well, let's pace it out.
Three. Probably
we'll
three.
Go here.
I mean, what are you doing right, otherwise?
I just see Alex a comment there. I don't have my glasses because I don't wear glasses, but someone I think is saying DNVR in Sombor is welcome.
Group vacation to Serbia this summer, baby. We planned on it. I don't know if you guys knew this. We planned on going, but I'm not sure it's going to be this year. I kind of think it's going to be next year. Maybe we will be there.
Why not?
We will be there. Mark it down.
We will be there, and it's going to be incredible. Bringing a camera crew. We're going to do everything.
Hit up your local pub. Like, we're trying to do a live show in Sombor. Help us out.
Multiple live shows.
Help us out.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. All right, we have a shot. Everybody, who has the toast this time? Vote, you want to give a little toast?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa.
Well, you guys know how in I am on Faku. We didn't see Faku tonight. We did see Marcus.
Oh, you're spilling.
Marcus is the reason Eric's drinking with me, and so to that, I say...
Kale poured this all the way to the goddamn rim.
Kale has a strong pour.
That's a real heavy one.
To our tiny king, Marcus Howard. Cheers.
It's wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
He's chasing with a beer.
Eric has taken the first chaser in the history of this show.
You'll never catch me.
All right, guys, we're moving on to the main course of today's show.
Oh, my God.
Look, we knew coming into the night that this was going to be a Friday night.
I like that the main course is not the basketball game.
That's what it is. It was not the best
one. We got that out of
the way. We knew that this was going to be a little bit of a sloppy one. It's probably not for everybody, but that's okay. Hopefully it's for you guys. Because I saw one of the greatest reports. I guess it's a report. I don't know if it's a report. I saw one of the greatest reports come across the timeline today. According to YouGov.
Very reliable source.
Very reliable. 76%. Actually, I should start with the grizzly bear. 7% of men surveyed.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Believed that they could beat a grizzly bear.
Doesn't this
in hand to hand combat?
Doesn't this explain so much?
It really does. It's the old George Carlin. He's like, think about how dumb the average person is. And then think about that half the people are dumber than that.
And then think about the 7% of people that think they could take a grizzly bear.
I thought that, dude, that is the entire
fight.
That's the entire point of the movie The Revenant. Right. The whole point of the movie is that no one can beat up a grizzly bear.
That's the point. When you're supposed to walk out going, you know what?
Maybe I won't wrestle a grizzly bear.
Maybe I won't. So grizzly bear, how many people do you think it would take you? No weapons. How many Erics would it take to take on one grizzly bear?
All of no combination of Erics would take down
that's
a grizzly
bear. That's not true. There is some number of Erics.
I don't think that's true.
What about 100 Erics?
100 Erics.
We wouldn't work together.
That's
well.
My nightmare. By the way. We wouldn't work together.
We go in one at a time.
Like we're each artists.
You'd be like, I need to draw this grizzly bear.
It'd be like a martial arts film where we all attack one at a time. The grizzly bear just takes us out.
Like, why are you not just all
the
jumping on
the bear just dies
him?
In exhaustion. And that's like the 77th Eric.
It's like Civil War style.
And everyone to the back. Like we wouldn't.
All right, lion. This is even worse.
Lion, fuck.
It's not worse.
Well, 7%, same thing, 7%.
Come on,
but here's the weirdest part is the women, because they've surveyed men and women just to see how much dumber men are, I guess is the point of this.
Yeah.
But actually, 8% of women think they could take on a lion. So it's the only one where women believe they could take on a lion more
than
a man.
What's that about?
Could.
They must have misheard the question.
The government.
The government, Allie. Don't question it. Yeah. It's also, by the way, it is 7% of all people, not just people polled for this poll, all people that have ever lived.
Lion, no chance. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, who are people?
Dude, first off, if anything is referred to as an alpha predator, an apex killer, you're not going to take it.
Would you feel more confident against a lion or a bear, though?
A lion
is half the size of a
grizzly bear. Yeah, lion just smaller.
Okay, better chance in a win. Adam versus a lion. Jahlil Okafor versus Nikola Jokic.
Adam versus lion.
Elephant, 9% of men think they could take an elephant. It's like ridiculous. What do you think would happen? Elephant is so. Have you seen elephants can tear trees out of the ground?
They're huge.
Absolutely ridiculous.
You would just have to like tire it out. I feel like.
All right, we're starting to get to the interesting ones. Though. We're starting to get to the interesting ones. Gorilla. 9% of all men think that they could take a gorilla in hand-to-hand combat.
I'd like to see you try. If you voted yes on that poll, you deserve to have to fight that out.
9% of men. Do you know anybody that you think, like, we know a lot of people. 9% of the people you know think
if any of my friends think they can do it, I'm disowning them.
Statistically, one person in this room thinks they could take a gorilla. Hand-to-hand combat.
Someone just
it's probably Big Will over here. It's probably Fruity Dugs.
Well. Someone just scolded me for bringing us back to basketball with that last take. That's my bad. Stick to the rules.
Here's the thing. Gorillas are so strong.
That's right, Adam.
They're pretty.
That's true.
Man.
That is Google it, kids, if you're
they
not
have
sure.
That right on the little fact sheet at the zoo. It's like gorillas very strong.
But they're very nice. They're very, very, they're pretty
mellow. Silverback gorilla, not nice.
They're only like small portions of the year are they not nice because
yeah, you're fighting them.
Well, if you were fighting, you'd have to like, there is a scenario by which you could, you know, sort of cozy up to a gorilla. You know, it's like, oh, how cute. Boom! Half so, Nelson.
Oh, the old lull 'em to sleep technique. To sleep.
Yeah. I've told this story before, but do you remember there was a show called Man versus Beast?
Yes, I do.
No?
I actually do, yeah.
They had all of these things where men went up against beasts in various competitions.
Yeah.
And they had a man racing a zebra.
Right. I actually remember this one.
And it did the breakdown ahead of time. It was like...
Wasn't it Justin Gatlin?
Maybe.
The sprinter?
And they were doing
what?
And they were doing the pregame of like, or breaking it down, like what needs to happen.
It was a 100-yard dash. Yeah. I'm dead serious. Justin Gatlin, like against a zebra.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
And when they got to the zebra, the keys to the victory were they need to realize it's a race.
Right. The zebra was slow out of the gate, but once it realized it was a race, it was over.
Yeah. No, it was all about the pregame notes.
All right, this one blows my mind. A crocodile, 10% of all men think they could take on a crocodile.
Okay, you know what? This one makes more sense to me.
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying I'm one of those 10%.
No, there are men that tame crocodiles.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's Dundee, there's Hunter.
Crocodile Dundee.
10% of all men are trained crocodiles.
No, but we've seen the crocodile.
Steve Irwin, another one.
The crocodile, although one of the oldest beasts, has a fatal flaw.
Yeah, of dinosaurs.
In that... It has ancestry. Little arms, and you can clamp its jaw. Jaw clamped.
These tiny hands.
I would just like to point out, about 10% of the American population lives in Florida.
There you go.
That's a good point, Hale.
That is true.
So the crocodile, fatal flaw in wrestling specifically.
Lateral quickness, too. Like, you could get behind a gator in theory.
Good vision.
And if you cover their eyes... They'll fall asleep. They're like me in the couch.
If you got 100 lives, you have to take a crocodile. How many lives don't go to the crocodile?
I would not waste one of them on trying to get that done.
a crocodile is like Joel Embiid when he gets doubled in the post. Oh. Just no peripheral vision.
Yeah. Dude, extra spicy wind.
Wow, wind is so spicy.
A spicy
it's
wind's
so
a blowing.
Spicy tonight.
What a treat for us.
Just can't get out of it.
I could envision a scenario by which I beat a crocodile. It's probably more like one out of 10,000 times.
I knew Adam was going to be the first one to go, I'm in.
10,000 tries. You don't think you could do it?
I don't care to try.
Like you said, you get the right angle, you get it. I don't know what you do once you get it there, though.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah,
you're right.
You're like, say uncle.
You know where to go from there.
Say uncle.
You're going to get really dry out here. All right. Wolf, 16%. 16% of men think they can take a wolf one-on-one.
Dude, can I talk about this? I have a best friend who thinks he can take a wolf, and I fought about this with him for like 3 ongoing years. This kid weighs 160 pounds, soaking wet. I know that wolves are pack animals. This is one of nature's most finely tuned killing machines. You're not going to put the frisbee down and go teach it a lesson. Like, so unless you are Jason Statham, you're not beating a wolf. A lot of people think
a wolf
they can.
Is like a
Steven
really,
Seagal, maybe.
A wolf's a really dumb one because I don't even know whereby you get that. You know, like, they bite your arm. Like, you sacrifice an arm and start punching or choking. Right. Poke an eye out. I don't know.
It doesn't take you
back. You've thought about this before.
If you've ever seen two domesticated dogs fight, you can't get in the way of them.
It's so true.
Once a wolf starts gnashing those teeth, you can't get...
You friends with Michael Vick or something?
Jeez, oh, my God. Wow.
A spicy wind's a cancel.
All right, here's an interesting one. Very interesting one. We have a lot of friends down under tuning in. Kangaroo, 17%. Of all men, think they could take a kangaroo.
The thing about kangaroos that people don't realize is they're freaking huge.
They are huge. They could be like 200 pounds.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the YouTube video, though, of the man whose dog gets put in a headlock by the kangaroo? And he goes,
all-timer. He squares up, does a little dance, and bat, pops him.
Turns out the roo don't want the smoke.
Here's the thing, though. Kangaroos also have those giant claws. I don't know if you've seen. And that's actually how
they
fight.
On their feet, mainly.
On their feet, yeah. And they lay on their tail.
They grab you.
Kangaroos are intimidating as hell. Like, intimidating.
Are they?
Well, and kangaroos also, like you pointed out in the video, they were chosen early on for sideshows, traveling shows, for boxing because they have they just sort of naturally go into... They will square up.
Now they're just pissed at us for that.
A kangaroo seems like the most likely because it's not an alpha predator. It's an herbivore.
That's true. Yeah, it's not true. It doesn't
anything
want
to. That's designed to kill and eat, like, I don't want to fight. Anything that is will defend itself, like, I'll take my chances.
All right, what are the what percentage of chances do you stay? 100 Erics fight 100 kangaroos. How's it go?
I mean, I think we, well, like, is this like a fight to the death?
Yes, but there's 100 clones of you, so how many Erics
why
die?
Why does he even know? Like,
how many Erics live, I should say?
I think they all live, dude. I don't know. One gets, like, disemboweled for sure, but.
People are commenting. Like,
oh, the chat is on fire.
Earnestly
right
responding.
The chat is on. The Australian fans are.
What do they say? Right now. Are they saying the kangaroo would definitely win?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. Like, you guys.
They know die. Better than us.
Mostly you would die if a kangaroo kicked you.
Yeah, they've got like knives on their toes, like if they, and they're like, they honestly have like little swords on them, like if they. So you're basically fighting a giant animal with swords. The one thing I'll say is they're a little awkward.
At all, Adam.
They do too.
You're
have
not
little
basically
swords.
Yeah,
they're like
with
in a, they're
you
in an unorthodox stance the whole
they
time.
They have
pretty
they're
much.
An animal with swords. Have you, I'm telling you right. Google it.
Unorthodox.
Google up the kangaroo's feet with claws. They have their huge claws.
I will.
And they're really pointed too.
Google.
So they will get you.
Kangaroo's feet with
the
claws.
The one thing I will say is that one video where the guy punches him, the kangaroo just kind of takes it. Like
took it.
He really didn't see. And
did
then,
not see that coming.
The other thing is kangaroos. Oh, they are vicious. Have you ever seen them? Like they can fight. Yeah, they can fight to the death.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
Listen,
like,
I'm not going to fight a kangaroo.
Right. Yeah, that's the key.
I win 5 out of 100 times. I beat a kangaroo.
That's yeah, modest okay. of you.
Five
that's
out
more,
of 100 times.
That's more modest than I
95
expected.
95 out of 100 times, I probably die. This is the dumbest one. I don't know how this is below kangaroo. Chimpanzee. 22% of people think
dude,
that they can take a chimpanzee.
This is the wrongest take there is.
This is the wrongest take there is.
People don't know what chimpanzees
are.
They
fight
don't
the
know.
Crocodile.
They think they're funny. They're like, oh, Bobo the chimp. Yo, Bobo the chimp will, first off, if you have any knowledge of chimpanzees,
I do know a lot about
when
how they
chimpanzees
do it.
Go about their business, they will first, number one, take your genitals.
That's true. That's
they
where
go
they
for
go.
The they will rip the genitals, then they will rip the face.
Zoo
and
corner,
then they clean. Have.
They're superhuman.
Their strength is like if anyone thinks they can beat a chimpanzee, I mean chimpanzees are terrifying. Not only that, like chimpanzees hunt and eat other chimpanzees.
Yeah, they like have like tribes.
Did you like do a thesis on chimpanzees?
I'm very interested in yeah, well,
holy
yes.
crap.
I also, know a lot about chimps.
Extend this to gorillas. Like let's bring it all the way
all
so
the same
you,
family.
You can't
yeah.
beat a chimpanzee. You can't beat a gorilla. But yeah, they'll rip your arm off, bro.
Dude,
I think I'd rather fight a gorilla though.
No.
No, I'm just saying it is a quicker.
Oh, you die quicker.
How big is a chimpanzee, though?
I think about 100 pounds, 150 pounds, 100 pounds.
Really?
125 pounds, maybe? I don't know.
Really?
Wow. Dude, they're so
they're
strong.
They're solid
they're, yeah, there's just nothing but muscles,
the thing about
man.
Animals is that they live in the cruel world where there are no rules and chaos.
A chimpanzee is 130 pounds.
I said 125
okay.
pounds.
Okay.
Pounds. Very good.
But
so
animals
like
are
me,
like
more or less.
Built to... either defend or kill.
Right.
Yeah.
We
so
are
true.
We are built to nap and drink.
That's right,
so
Eric.
True.
It's so true.
All right, King Cobra. This one's interesting. 23% of men think they could take a King Cobra one-on-one. Now, this one's funny because it's not really a fight.
That's not a fight.
It's like more of like
a
strategy game.
Mm.
Yeah, strategy game.
Agility contest.
So you're just in like an open warehouse. There's no, you know, you have to stay within the confines of the warehouse. It's you versus the Cobra.
Yeah.
Can you get it?
I thought someone was commenting about the Clippers there, and I leaned in real close. Nope, chimpanzees.
Yeah,
chimpanzees.
We're way past the Clippers.
Well, it turns out everyone is, too.
Yeah, everybody's. I mean, that's why we planned the show this way.
Could I get a Cobra? No. I would get bit. I think I would get bit.
100%.
I'd lunge, and then get bit.
I like that you know your weakness going in.
Yeah.
Why not just not lunge?
It's funny to think, because you'd almost have to say, like, the rules are you're completely nude. Because if you could use your clothes as weapons, you could probably, like, throw your shirt over its head, get it.
Naked and afraid.
I wasn't thinking about being completely nude. Let me think about this again.
Whoa.
That changes everything.
Yeah,
hold on.
That
let
really
me,
does.
Let me think about that.
All right. Large dog. 31% of people think they can get a large dog. A large
what?
Dog to me is
like...
like
a grape Bernese?
Yeah. Like
well,
a
yeah, that's true. There
like
are some dogs that are like, all right,
like
it's a little goofy.
Such a chiller.
Yeah,
some
dogs
chiller.
Are bred to kill bears.
A German Shepherd, no chance.
Yeah.
It's like a wolf. Same thing. It's honestly like a wolf.
People I could take know. My dog, though.
All right,
she's
here's a really interesting one. You guys know this is near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
An eagle. And I think when people say an eagle, they assume it's a bald eagle. So it's
right.
You versus the bald eagle. The bald eagle is attacking you and won't stop until somebody dies. What do you think, Vote?
I think I can take an eagle. I think I would, out of fear and panic, throw enough punches that
you
I
just have to swat it.
Eventually, I effectively deter and or KO this eagle.
I'm gonna, after this is over, Harrison and I are going directly to the zoo. Harrison, it turns out, knows nothing about animals.
So, interestingly enough, only 38% of men think they could take an eagle, but you think you can.
Well, it's like an eagle's not gonna finish you.
They might.
They might try. The point is, the eagle is trying to finish
I'll
you.
Say this.
Meanwhile, that's all they do. I'll say this. Is finish things.
I never have fought an eagle, so I don't
know. Eagles don't weigh that much, is the thing.
I could take an eagle.
I think they're like, I think they're about 16 pounds, 20 pounds, something like that.
Can take an eagle.
I could.
You heard it.
I think
first.
I could take an eagle too. You're going to take a lot of licks. You're going to
you're going to get beat up. Like, it's going to hurt.
I could outsmart an eagle.
Yo, watch YouTube clips.
They have small brains.
Very small.
I've heard.
Oh, he's dead. No, I'm not. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Got you by the talons.
Call the ambulance.
I like, then you classic swing move. It around like this because it's so light, and then it gets dizzy. You got an eagle.
This is terrible. An eagle's not going to just get on the ground and then like go fisticuffs. Have you ever seen like people running and like a swallow bomb them over and over?
Swallows, nothing. The red-winged blackbird. That's the one that'll really like attack
yes.
you.
Well, imagine that.
Now we're getting into your corner.
Imagine that 10 times the size with knives on their feet and designed for
it's
pure killing.
It's true. They would be like way faster than you think at their like little dives.
None of you can beat any animals.
You know what, though? I'm telling you, you have to get to the ground.
No, okay. There's a threshold
the
somewhere.
You have to get to the ground.
If we get to ground and pound with the eagle, I'm feeling confident.
You lay low. You make him have to get all the way to the ground. You lay low. And then when he gets too low to be able to quickly get up, you got him.
So we have a commenter pointing out, I have no idea if this is true, that eagles will take on wolves. I choose to believe that's true.
Dude, that's 100% true.
Armed with this information, yes, this I feel like I can no longer.
I no longer want this.
That's like a very one-sided battle.
I know
like
how
the
I
wolf
felt about
is
the
not
wolf.
Able to do anything in that.
Also, but that's probably like can't process this. Like, what the heck?
But this
man?
Is like in Mongolia. We're like,
yeah, I know the eagle.
We're all eagle. We're all animals must kill to survive.
This golden eagle types.
Someone says this episode of DNVR brought to you by the PETA Society.
We're not actually going to fight these animals.
This is all hypothetical.
Speak for yourself,
bro. You guys know how much I love animals. I'm always talking about
you're
them.
An animal guy.
Yeah, but like this is an animal that like wants to kill you.
Yeah, it's survival.
Like, it's no longer
what about
cute.
A goose? A goose.
I'll take a goose right now.
Oh, 100 dude. Out of 100.
I'll say this. It's not as pleasant as some people may think.
Geese are not that tough, man. They're
no,
mean, but they're
assholes,
not,
yeah. And it won't be fun for you. You might get a scrape or two. But first of all, how long is a neck before you have to feel like you can break it?
Yeah. That's the thing about it. They have a real vulnerability.
Yeah.
With one of the early episodes of DNVR Golf, Big Drive Energy, they talked about having to deal with geese.
Oh, yeah.
In this way.
They're the experts, actually.
They are the experts. It would not be difficult. It would be upsetting. Goose stands no chance. All you have to do is drink a bunch of Strava. You're on their level.
This was the craziest one to me. A rat. Only 76% of men think that they could beat a rat.
Well, I think the rat, like, you're entered in a realm of, like, people and pacifists. The pacifists could not raise a fist to even a rat.
Yeah.
They would just die to the rat.
They're like, I'll take
you're
your
also
play.
Just like playing a game of tag the whole time.
Yeah, but the far ends of these spectrums are funny to me. Like 7% of people are like, yeah, I'll take a lion. And then like 20%+ of people are like, a rat?
No, I could never.
Bro, no way.
Yeah, a rat's like 1 pound.
You could
there is a large population of people who are just so scared of rats, they would just never go near them.
They would rather let the rat attack them to
the
death.
They would just take the L. Yeah.
The last one I'll do, and then we can get out of here. We were having this argument here. Baboon.
Dude.
Baboon. Could you take a baboon one-on-one?
Dude, I am terrified of a baboon.
I need you to bring up a picture of a baboon.
Can I tell you guys a story?
An adult baboon with their teeth. Are you able to do it?
Can
you bring up a picture of a baboon?
I won't say his last name, but shout out Muhammad, who went to school. And he was a child soldier refugee in the United States of America. And he told us a story once of he and his platoon walking through the jungle, and they saw some baboons. And the baboons mooned them. And they thought that was funny, so they laughed at the baboons.
Moon means you take your pants down.
That's right. Baboons have butts that they show.
But they don't wear pants.
Yeah, the pants part's true. And so they laughed at the baboons for showing them their rear ends. And the baboons climbed down from the trees and beat the shit out of a platoon of child soldiers. So my takeaway is I want
that
no smoke deep. With a baboon.
It's a really dark story,
too. Really, really heavy one.
Dude, you know? Baboons will fight you like a kangaroo will. They'll square up and they'll punch you in the face.
But that's a troop of baboons or whatever.
That's a good point.
That's one point. Little baboon is 20 pounds.
Dude, bring up this picture of the baboon teeth if you're able. I need to refute everything that Adam said.
Do you know how to bring up the picture? I don't know how to bring it up.
Baboons are not you. Terrifying, bro. They're also vicious, bro.
They're vicious. The mandrill baboon is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Rafiki, they're not vicious. That's a good point.
They're not all... I mean, there's a wide range of baboonery. If we're talking about like the largest of baboons...
You did not just get away with that.
Baboonery. All right, this weekend on DraftKings, make sure to put some bets down for UFC 262. It's not Nate Diaz on the card. It is now Charles Oliveira against Michael Chandler. So what you can do at DraftKings, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and what you need to do is just bet $1 on either fighter to win the main event, UFC 262. If they win, you win $100. It's as simple as that. Bet $1 on either main event fighter to win, win $100 if your fighter wins at UFC 262. So make sure to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet, watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code DNVR to turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters. For a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado only. New customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Also at Hassle Cattle Company, DNVR listeners, you guys can get 10% off your order with the code DNVR10. You can also get free shipping on orders over $200 as well. At Hassle Cattle Company, they got all the best Wagyu beef around. They've got smoked sausage. They've got New York strip. They've got beef bacon. They've got whatever you want. Make sure to use code DNVR10 for 10% off your order. That's code DNVR10 for 10% off your order. Any orders over $200, you will receive free shipping. And if you're at the DNVR bar, we've got Hassle. We've got Wagyu beef on tap. All our burgers made with the best Wagyu beef around. So if you're in Denver, check that out here at the DNVR bar. Also, very excited to have this sponsor back on board, Illegal Pete's. They've got a bunch of locations in Denver, one right down the street from the DNVR bar on Colfax. They've got tons of promotions going on right now. They've got happy hour every day, 3 to 6 p.m., $1 off all drafts, $1 off all house and corn style margs, $20 party margs, $1 off large chips and queso. So check them out again. They've got a location right by the DNVR bar on Colfax, one on Broadway, a couple others across Denver as well. Check out Illegal Pete's.
We'll wrap up this one really quick. We're going to bring on the Fruity Nugs, the curator of such sign over
here. The legend.
The legend himself. And diehard Denver Nuggets fan, DNVR homie, DNVR original. Also rocking the Thrill shirt, Big Will. Big Will. What's happening?
Not too much, man. Excited to be here. Unfortunately, it was a pretty unimpressive game, but
yeah,
I'm really here for the animal talk.
Where do you draw the line? Which animal is the last animal you could beat?
Well, see, I think carnivores would just whip my ass no matter what.
Yeah.
Although, there's a size thing. I feel like
he's a big guy.
You're a big guy.
Yeah. Big guy.
The naked part would hurt. Would be rough. But I feel like, you know, if
the
you're true,
part?
Well, yeah, yeah, like not having shoes and stepping on things.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like,
we made a rule where you're naked for all these.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. I would be naked and afraid, but I feel like the fight or flight. You know, eventually you just kind of have to go to it.
You would become your best self as a fighter.
That's true. You'd have
I
to.
Think.
You would certainly have to.
Yeah.
I said bobcat. Bobcat, I think I could take a smaller bobcat.
A child bobcat.
No, a full-size bobcat. I've seen
a bob child.
Yeah, you know, a coyote. It's just a dog that's just kind of gnarly. I think you could probably do.
Dude, coyotes are like really diseased generally.
That's true.
He probably wouldn't be worried about this
rabies is an afterthought.
I was walking my dog one morning and I like saw a dog that was like, I was like, oh man, that dog's off the leash. And I was like, that dog looks awful. Yeah. That dog looks sickly and mangy. And then I was like, that's a coyote. And, and I walked away.
I don't know. With dogs like that, I mean, we domesticated them. So eventually maybe I could just you know, reason it to like me, and then just while it's
you're really working the long play.
You're
skipping like decades of evolution to get to the like maybe they'll like me maybe in I'm these few seconds that I'm going to train it to like me.
Should we
sit?
I have a crazy idea.
Just do that for like a year.
Absolutely.
I have a crazy idea. Should we ask Will about basketball?
All right, let's ask him about basketball. We'll bring this back. We'll bring this back to basketball. Were you bummed to see the Nuggets win tonight?
No, I always like seeing us win. Yeah. Especially considering other teams are actively trying to lose, and I just think it, you know, it just makes you look better, and you're competing, and you know, we've already alpha'd the Clippers, and we just did it again. We didn't have to play them. So.
That's like the best.
We just beat the Clippers again.
That's so true. Absolutely. We just beat the Clippers. Wow, we beat them so bad. I actually want to know. Every town, every city has the sign guy. Mm-hmm. It's true, huh? Everybody has a sign guy. You're the sign guy of Denver.
Yeah, I just enjoy being snarky in a public forum. You know?
The sign guy meaning a guy that makes elaborate and deliberate signs for every
up. And that's basketball why this sign's game. Up right here.
It's vowels are over.
Right. Yeah, there's one vowel in there. We could not figure out a way to say over it without at least one vowel. We could have done one of those like word puzzles where like vowels are and then over the word rated.
Yeah.
But I thought that. You did it right. You know.
Yeah. So here's what I want to know. Have you ever gotten confronted by one of the signs that you made?
Yes. I remember exactly.
Because
they
are snarky. They're like insults to players.
First season we did it, we were playing the Warriors, and this is when the Warriors were God mode Warriors. Yeah. And we had a sign that said, "Lots of former Lakers fans here tonight." Right? And we won that game.
Oh, of course.
We won that game. It was
who got pissed of it? A former Lakers fan.
A former Lakers fan, 100%. And my buddy Jake, who's the other member of the Fruity Nugs, shout out Jake, was holding the sign up as the fans were leaving when the game had been decided. And the guy got in his face and then eventually went up and told the usher that my friend was saying unfathomably nasty things about the women in the crowd.
You know, this sounds like a classic Laker fan.
Very much a Lakers fan, Mav.
Current Warriors fan, though.
Current Warriors.
Yeah. They're back to the Lakers. They're back to the Lakers.
That's probably true, yeah. So that was probably the biggest confrontation we've had. We've had to explain signs to older Nuggets fans, which is always fun. You know, explaining why this is funny.
Like, tell us one. Give us some of your hits.
My personal favorite was Lonzo, the basket's this way with an arrow. Pointing.
Solid.
That was a good one. Magic isn't real. ... Nerds. We played the Magic, so we could not think of anyone on the team to make fun of. My wife Shay's favorite. We were playing the Jazz, and we couldn't think of anything. This is the thing of the Jazz. So it was just Jazz is boring, and with a bunch of Z's on it.
Wow, now I'm offended.
Jazz is boring.
Well,
I mean, Ryan Gosling couldn't win an Oscar with it, so. But we have a lot of other ones. Lots of ones at the expense of the Joker.
I can't believe you couldn't come up with one for the Jazz. Like, there's no, I would never get tired of the Rudy Gobert well. Oh, just would never get tired.
It's the deepest well. It's that well is well taught.
I don't think my Gobert signs would be allowed into the
Pepsi. So I have a question for you. Have you ever noticed a player on the court noticing your sign
one time
and being
one time is my favorite ever. One of my favorite moments ever. We got there early. We had a sign comparing Trae Young's hairstyle with Kramer from Seinfeld's hairstyle.
I'm so in.
And it says, "Who wore it better?" And we were in. They were doing layup lines, and we were not saying our normal seats. We're kind of closer to the court this game, and Vince Carter, future Hall of Famer Vince Carter, saw it, grabbed Trae Young. And was laughing and pointing. And it was one of the highlights of my life.
That's awesome. What did Trae Young say? Did he laugh?
He kind of did one of these. You know, whatever. He was a rookie, but
I kind of like Trae Young a little better now. You know,
I know. I would.
He knows how bad his hair is.
The story would have been better if he was like.
Well, the story is probably ends with, and then he kicks
him
the,
dropping 42 on the Nuggets.
He dropped 42 on the Nuggets.
He might have lost that game.
He definitely might have lost that game.
But that was a good one.
That's funny, man. So you're season ticket holder, yeah?
Yes, we are.
And how many years have you been season ticket holder?
We started off partial in 2017, and we've been, since 2017, we've had at least a half season plan, but we went full season, and then the world shut down. So
Here's what's cool, though, I think about it, and I think I've got this from talking to you, is when you become a season ticket holder,
you start to get to know the other people around you that absolutely. Are also season ticket holders, and you get yeah. around. And I just know from seeing you guys, there's like a little community of like, hey.
Absolutely. Well, there's a guy, every time Jake or I walk down, he sits about six or seven rows up, and he just yells, sign, man, sign, man. And so, yeah, he's the first one that gets a peek at it.
Do you think more people should make signs, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, what better way to appreciate the absurdity of the NBA than to poke fun at it with snarky signs totally making fun agree. Of the sillier players?
Totally I too am a season ticket holder, although I've not been able to exercise that right like you. I've been exiled here to the DNVR yeah, bar.
It's tough beat.
But I get texts frequently from Marvin, who's in my row.
Oh, really?
Nice.
He'll ask me about Aaron Gordon.
He'll be like, you using your tickets tonight?
Well, we exchanged numbers so that we could, if we ever needed to have extra tickets. But joke's on him. I always go by myself.
It's funny because we joke about it, but it really is one of the cool things about sports and in particular about the arena experience. It's why this year, one of the reasons this year and a half or whatever it's been now has been such a bummer is it does bring people together. Like,
absolutely.
You don't know. Yeah. You know, think about it. You don't know the guys that are sitting next to you. You don't know anything about them except yeah. they love the Nuggets yeah. a lot.
Yeah, and then yeah, like I know that like Marvin is not a fan of Rudy Gobert either.
I don't think yeah, anyone
also,
is.
It's crazy. You
he also
this.
Think he sucks.
He also thinks he sucks. And we would alternate taking turns telling him that.
No, we wouldn't tell each other. We would tell.
That's what I'm saying. You would
Rudy,
tell
Gobert.
Rudy Gobert.
You
took turns telling
like,
Rudy Gobert.
Well, I mean, I have a few rules of how to watch a basketball game.
Uh huh.
While watching a basketball game, you're afforded a few phrases. The phrases yeah, you're allowed to say during a basketball game are "Let's
this.
Go."
Yeah.
You suck.
Yep.
And boo.
That's correct.
It.
Can I add one?
What?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. Ball don't lie. So there's a lot of you suck, Rudy. You suck is the greatest insult of all time because it is a blanket statement that is not only general but also feels specific.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they hear it and they're like, they know why they suck.
Yeah.
It processes for them in their own brain.
It's mental warfare at that point.
All right. Before we get out of here, how are we going to do this year, man?
You know, I think some of it comes down to matchups. This is just a screwy year. But with Jokic playing at this level and Porter, if Porter continues to play and rise to the occasion, you know, I can't see why Western Conference Finals is out of the question. And, you know, if once you get there, it's just see what happens. You know, I'm not scared of the Suns. I'm not scared of the Jazz. I'm not scared of the Clippers. They're scared of the Lakers, but they're not, you know. I think we could shock the world. I really do. I think Jokic is playing at that level.
You suck.
I'm ready to run through a wall.
Yeah.
I know that.
You also have to think about how good the Nuggets would be if they make it through two rounds. Like think about Porter's steep curve,
right.
improvement. Dude. If the Nuggets win, it's going to be in large part because of Michael Porter. I mean,
right. Has to.
And if it's like Jamal Murray, you know, he leveled up in the playoffs last yeah. year. If you do that this year,
you got a shoe deal.
You're exactly.
Well, also the longer the Nuggets stay in the playoffs, the healthier they might get.
That's
also
true.
That would be so wild for teams to be scouting them, and it's like boom, completely different backcourt for yeah. the next round. It yeah. could happen. All right. Well, Will, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Always nice, man.
Thanks for hanging with us. This was the dumbest episode we've done all year. But you know
Kale,
what? This was the dumbest game of the year.
Kale, the second this episode is over, please throw this episode in the trash. Do not publish this.
Hit the like button on the way out, guys. Thank
Smash
you for
it.
Hanging with us. And we're going to see you on Sunday. Last game of the year. Adios.
If you're looking for a place to get your teeth clean, maybe you need some dental work done, make sure to check out Green Mountain Dental Group. A lot of us here at DNVR have gone there to get everything done, from getting our wisdom teeth pulled to cavities filled. They're great people. They care about you as a customer. And right now at Green Mountain Dental Group, stop in there, schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. They will give you a free Sonicare toothbrush, a top-of-the-line electric toothbrush. So check out Green Mountain Dental Group today, located 15 minutes from downtown Denver. And schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush today.